Weiter in Shas. We're in Mesechus Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Tes. Bring it up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Zogt the Heilige Mishnah. Ovid Kochav, Him Shayam Mavir, Him Yisrael, Kadayayim Yochel Mokam. You have a guy who's helping a Yid transport wine of Yayin Nesach from one place to another. Now we know that a guy can't be alone with the wine, because if he's alone with the wine, then we're going to be worried about Yayin Nesach. If you have a Mashgiach. So if the wine was in a state of being watched, right? So we're saying now the Jew, he walked away and he left alone with him for a little bit of time. So if the wine was in a state of being supervised, says Rashi, he left at a distance. If he didn't tell him that he's going, then it's mutter. Demir says, kol shaita hashta asi, he's worried every second he can come back. Then mutter, says Gemara. But if you let him know that he's going to be walking away, going on a little bit of a journey, or and they're closed up out there, then kidei shiyishtom v'yistom v'yigov. The problem would be if the Jew is away long enough that the guy could go and make a hole in the cover of the barrel and then patch it up with clay, and then it dries up. Rashi says, "Im shor kedei sheyikov va'ovik chavim nekev v'megofes chavis v'yachsav yistam nekev v'tiyabish hastima also." Then it's going to be a problem with the wine. Rishim Gamliel Omer kedei sheyiftach as a chavis v'yaguf v'tigov long enough the guy can open the barrel, put a new cover on it, and for it to be able to dry. Says Rashi, Shem Gamliel Omer, Einu Nasser Adasher, Sheyishe Kedei Sheyiftach Es Kola Begofes Achavis V'yef Shalanotel Shalo Tishavar Kula V'yigof V'yasem Begofes Acheres V'chadash. To go ahead and put a new barrel stopper over there. Drilling the hole in it is going to be too noticeable, right? So that's not spoken about, but rather it's got to be redone. Another case. Someone leaves his wine and he leaves it alone in a wagon or a boat with a guy. Rashi Shem Gamliel Kachavim. Then we have as follows. V'halach lo b'kapandaria. He goes a little bit of Rashi's Yisrael, but kapandaria derech ketzar. He goes on a short little spatzir. Nichnas to Medina v'rachatz mutter. And he enters in the city and he takes a little bit of a bath. The wine is going to be mutter. Rashi's b'merchatz mutter. Kevan dovi kachavim lo yada d'shayi mirtas d'lo v'lo naga. He's worried and he's scared that he's going to come back. Right? He's thinking the whole time he can come back at any second. Therefore, he didn't touch it over there. But the Jew, he took his time. He went to the city. He took a little bath over there. But it's still mutter because he didn't know how long he's going. If you tell him he's going to go for a bit of a distance, then the deal would be long enough for to have made a hole in the barrel, made, you know, patched it up, put the thing to dry. Case number three, in the store, even though he's coming in and going out, still it's going to be mutter. He doesn't know how long he's gone for. But if you let him know he's gone up for a distance, then it's going to be a problem. If you went out, enough to make the hole, patch it up, put the clay in, have it dry. Same idea as before. Number four, in the next case, if he was eating with the guy at the table, he left a flask of wine on the table and a flask of wine in the cabinet. And he left the guy there and he walked away. The stuff that's on the table is aser. Rashi says, the Memer Amar v'kachavim zeh Yisrael zeh zmanoni lecho v'lishtos v'naga. So when it comes to the wine on the table, since this Jew invited me to eat with him, therefore I could partake of this. So we're worried he took. Sha'ala dulbaki whatever the stuff that's in the cabinet. Rashi says it's not so. Rashi says de'ein muchan l'sadazu. That's not set for the actual meal over there. But, right, with the wine in front of him, he feels good to do it, but not with the thing that's put away in the cabinet. V'yomar lo havi mozik v'shoza, but the Jew says to the guy before he left, pour and drink. It feels good with everything. Back to the Gemara, said back to the Mishnah, af sha'ala dulbaki yaser. And even the thing that's in like the cabinet is going to be yaser. Chavius psuchos asuras tumas mataros. And when he's dealing with wine that the yid may have in his house, if any wine the yid may have in the rest of his house, then open barrels will be problem. Rashi says Shabbayis Asuros Stumos Mutaros. But if it's closed, it'll be fine. Rashi says Achi Yishah, unless you with the amount of time of Shiftach Viaguf Viyiguv Vistama Kirabban Rabbi Shimon Gadol Katani Shiyishtom. Back in the Mishnah, we said Chavis Pitzchus Asuros Stumos Mutaros Kadosh Shiftach Viaguf Viyiguv. And rather, we just saw. Okay, Zakta Eliga Gemara. The first case we saw what? That he's transporting the wine, he left them alone. And then we said, look, if it's in a state of being watched, right? What exactly does that lashon mean? Kedetanya, look, we learned in a braisa. If someone hired in Amaretz donkey drivers or workers, whether he is an Amaretz donkey driver and worker, and they're carrying tower things from one place to another, then what's halacha? Even if you left them more than a mil, taros, the tower things will remain tahor. But if he says to them, go ahead, I'm going to follow you. And as soon as they become hidden from his view, the Torah things become tummy. First case is, they're worried that the guy is going to be, you know, watching him all the time. The second one is, they're like, oh, they're letting us go ahead, he's not going to catch up with us. So therefore, the stuff is going to be problematic, they'll be tummy. What do we learn from this idea? In the case of a year that didn't tell the guy that he's going to be leaving, then the wine is considered supervised, even if you went more than a mil. What's the difference in the resha and the seifa? Amar v'yitzchak resha b'mitar chamarav apol avakach. The first case is talking where the boss purifies his workers because, for this. In other words, he makes them go to a mikvah before allowing them to transport other Torah things. Yachi sefinami, then what do you mean? Then the sef also, right? Should be that it's tahor. Why do you say that it's tummy? Ein ama'aretz makvin al maga chavero. No, an ama'aretz is not careful about touching his fellow ama'aretz. And it may be that what's going to happen is that their friend the ama'aretz is going to come along and touch the stuff and make it tummy. Rashi says, hapogea bo baderech velo nitar lakach. Nitar lakach. If that's true, then the first case also we should say that the things are going to be tame. Like Rashi says, you went out, you left them, you should be aware that happened. Amar Rava, peep, turn the page. The Rashi is talking about the boss could come back to them suddenly by a out of the way route. Rashi says, "Kishabala bayis yochel lavo derech hakalson demirsas hashdas." You still have fear. I think something is going to happen. They're scared that they're not going to notice where the boss is coming from. Yochi sefenami. They're the same fish being the sefa. Since they told him, "Go ahead, I'm going to follow later," the confidence he's not going to get there in time. They have time until he starts to catch up with them. So to the next parts of the Mishnah. You leave a guy in your store, or you leave it in the wagon or in the boat. We seem to be repeating ourselves over and over again. Why do we have to bring these two cases? We already answered in the first one. So the guy, we need him. If the Mishnah would have taught the case where the guy was transporting the wine the first one, I would say that it's only there that the wine is going to be mutter. The Jew didn't tell him that he's going to be going away. Because the guy is going to be thinking, maybe the Jew's going to come back and he's going to see me. In a wagon or a boat, we may have said that the wine is going to be awesome because the guy can steer his boat far away so that you won't know what's going on over there, and he'll do whatever he wants with the wine. Says Rashi, even if you didn't tell him he's going very far, it's going to answer. If you thought of a carnival svina, and if you would have said, and if the Mishnah would have only taught the case of the wagon and the boat, then I would say that it's only in that case that the wine is going to be mutter, where the yid didn't inform the guy that he was going far away. Mishum to suffer dilma asi baruch abachrite, because the guy is thinking maybe he's going to come from another route. Vikaya gudu v'chazilin, he's going to stand on the high wall, and he's going to see me. He'll see what's going on in the boat. Aval ovi kacham b'chanusa, but we're dealing with in the store. Ema achid lab lebava. I might say that the wine is going to be usher. Even the yid didn't tell him because the guy can lock the door of the store. V'avid kol debay and do whatever he wants. Kamash v'lan, they have to say even in that case, the rules that we had set up. Amar Rabbi Barachana Rabbi Yochanan machlokas v'shal sid. Now we saw the machlokas, but how long? You know, when he told him he's going to go, it's got to go with the wine to be gamasa. The Tanakhama says enough that he can make a hole in the lid of the barrel and fix it up, and then you know, let it to dry. Shimon Gamliel says it's long enough for the guy to have removed the entire lid, apply a new lid, and for it to be able to dry. So now we say the following, says the Gemara. The machlokas is talking about if the top of it's made out of plaster. But if it's made out of clay, everyone agrees that the amount of time the Jew has to be away is long enough for the idol worship to have taken off the lid, put a new one, and for it to have dried. Rashi says, so it's black at the beginning. Even when it's dry, it takes like a day or two. Lishetuvo, the minkara, shtimas achor. It's clear what happened over here. Keshar magufa, veino aser ad sheyishak kedei sheyiftach v'yigaf magufa chadash v'tiklam. For that's the only time it's going to be aser. Meisu in fact the gemara. Remember Shem Gamliel lechachamim ba'lo situmo nikar. Bein milmala bein milmata. It's recognized from on top and from the bottom. How could you say that we're worried that the guy made a hole and then fixed it up? Just take a look at the actual lid from any side, top or the bottom, and you'll be able to tell what happened over there. Because on top, it's going to look newer compared to the rest of the lid, and underneath, it's going to be noticed by the feeling, by the texture of it. Because after you put it on, it would smooth it down even. The guy smoothed it down to even it out with the rest of it, but he could only do this on the side of the lid that's up. He can't do it on the down since it's now inside the barrel. Oh. Yeah, but Bishlama Bishal Tit Machlokas, if you want to say that the Machlokas by clay, Hainu Dikatani Situmo Nikar Bin Mabal Bin Mata. That's what Bais says. Its patch is recognizable from both above and below. Right, even from on top, you can recognize it because, you know, day or two, it's going to be a different color. It's going to be darker. Aliyam et bishel sid machlokas. If you want to say that the machlokas is about the plaster, bishel melamati yidiyah. Okay, it makes sense that you can recognize it underneath, but el lamayla ho yidlo yidiyah. You can't tell the difference. You won't recognize it because with the fresh plaster is the same color as old plaster, so you can't tell the difference. And for the Gemara, bishel gamil hu delo yada my kamar abaran. The Chachamim, we're talking about a lid of plaster, and it was Rishim Gamliel who didn't know for sure what type of lid they were talking about. Fachi Kamerlin, this is what he was saying to them in both cases. Ivishel Tit Kamer, he said, if you're talking about clay, Situmo Nikar Bein Mamala Bein Lamata. It's going to be, you can tell the difference between the top and the bottom. Ivishel Sid Kamer, he said, if you're talking about Sid Plaster, Tidil Lamala Yudi, you can't tell on top, but Lamata Mia Yudi, at least underneath, you can tell the difference. Okay, so now Yochanan is good and dandy explaining the Machlokas, is talking about a plaster. The Rabbanan, what would the Rabbanan say? Kevin de la Mala lo yidia, since you don't know from on top, it's not recognizable. Lo masa gadai tidafik v'chazel, the Jew's not going to think to go and turn it over and to flip underneath to see what's going on over there. The guy thinks that the yid is not going to think about to look at the other end of the bottom of the seal, right? Because it looks good on the outside. Inami, zimun de chalim, sometimes it's going to, or it says Miss Mala and Ekev Milmata Kidlomala, it's gonna fill it up underneath. It's gonna be even without being smooth. So you won't be able to tell the difference even from underneath. So since the likelihood that the yid's gonna turn over the lid to check it is small, even if he does, there's a chance that it's gonna look level with the rest of it, the guy is willing to take that chance, he's willing to take that risk. Since we have a Stam Mishnah like him, the time we learned today Mishnah, Haya Ochel Al Shulchan Imov, the Jew is eating at the table with the guy. Veiniach Lugin Al Shulchan, Lugin Al Dulpin, he left a flask on the table, one in the closet. Veiniach Yossi, he left it and walked out. Masha Al Shulchan Asim, Masha Al Dulpiki, Dulpiki is Mutter. Vim Amar Lo Heavy Mizog, Vishosu, he says, pour and drink.
Afal shal dobi is going to be aser. Chavis psuchos aser stumas b'taros. Kadei she yiftach v'yagav v'tigav. The amount of time it takes for that to happen. The fact that the Mishnah finished off with only Shem Gamliel's opinion must be that halacha goes like him. Says Gmar Pshita. Obviously, anyone can see we have a stam Mishnah goes like Shem Gamliel. Why does Rav have to tell us that? The tema kulam Shem Gamliel katanila. Maybe you would think that the entire last section of the Mishnah was talking about Shem Gamliel. Kal mashmala, and if it comes to tell you that the last section is
it's coming to teach us that the last section of the Mishnah is the words of a stam tana. V'chi me'achad dekayim alon kav dekavasei der b'shemim gamliel delochayis l'shituma. But now that we're according to b'shemim gamliel, who's not worried about them puncturing a hole in the barrel, he's not worried about that. He said you take off the whole thing. V'hilchas l'kavasei der b'lezer, and the halacha goes according to Rabbi Eliezer delochayis l'ziyufa. Rabbi Lesser is not worried about forgery. We saw that way back in the Lamed Aleph. Roy, it's talking about if it's sealed, there's only one seal. We're not worried about it. So Ha'idna, my time aloma svinu chama bi'arev chama. Why nowadays do we not give wine in sealed barrels to Avodah Zarnix? Why don't we give it over to them? Like, no problem. You know, carefully guard it, take care of it. We're not worried he's going to puncture a hole in it. And we're not worried about showing. We're not worried that he's going to take off the cover, put a new one, like Rabbi Eliezer said. So why is it nowadays everyone, nobody leaves it with them? Mishum Shaika. We're worried about it. Shaika? What's the Shaika? Rashi says it's a neck of daka, very small hole mode. Shuvah Megufas Chavis. It's on the barrel stopper. Lios Reach Hayayin Yotze to have the Reach come out. Vishlochu Shama Yikdach Sham. B'miktas V'yitav Anayah. Maybe he did a little shilling over there and he took from it. Amarava. Ay. Zona. If you have a zona goita, that's still eating and yidden are being eating with her, and there's wine that belongs to the yid on the table, chamashari, the wine is mutter. He did talk if lo yitzo da avera, because okay, it made sense that he was taken over for the yitzahara that he wants to be with this woman. Fine, that's true. Peep, turn the page. Item and alf yitzah the yain nesach l'takavlu. There's never such a strong yitzah for yain nesach. Rashi says lanesuche. So basically, we say, well, the guy's willing to sleep and be with a zona. Clearly, he'd be devolved to yain nesach. Then it says no shaychus. Zona Yisraelis or the chum is right because he's getting taken by the zona aspect of it, but not by the yain nesach part. Zona Yisraelis or the chum mesubin. What happens if you have the Jew is the zona and she's by the meal of a guy of a zarenik? And there's wine that belongs to her on the table. Cham aser, the wine is going to be aser. My time of why? Hol vizila alayu. Since she's cheap in their eyes, basra griro. She's drawn after them. Is not going to argue if they pour wine for nisachim. She's willing to lower herself to let them have their taivas over there. She's also going to be weak and not stop when she wants to, when they want to pour the wine. Therefore, the wine is going to be aser. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.